Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Freehan scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. McAuliffe scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive to left field. Horton throws towards McAuliffe. McAuliffe fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Robinson scores. Orsino moves to third. Brandt moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orsino tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to third. Adair moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a pop-up towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Lump moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Orioles, 3. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson is hit by the pitch. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsino is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. George Smith pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards first. Demeter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Blair moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blair moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-4 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Adair takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Dave McNally. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Paul Blair. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Freehan takes first base on ball 4. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Sherry reaches third base with a triple. Jake Wood pinch runs for Larry Sherry. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Adair hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 5 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Stu Miller. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gladding juggles the ball. That's an error on Gladding. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lau trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson is walked intentionally. Aparicio moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Terry Fox now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-6 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Adair is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.